AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Members of the House are debating President Biden's signature piece of legislation, the $1.85 trillion measure that funds programs ranging from no-cost preschool to lower prescription drug prices for seniors and the looming costs of addressing climate change. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse.
Transformative, historic legislation that will inure to the benefit of each and every American. There's a lot to be proud of in this bill. The tax cuts for working families that it will deliver, the jobs that it will create, the costs for working families that it will lower.
Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reichenthaler questions the need for the measure as people are readying for Thanksgiving.
American families are facing the most expensive Thanksgiving on record.
He adds he opposes what he sees as a huge push for federal spending.
Here we are about to consider the most expensive bill in American history.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says tonight's debate is the final one before voting on the measure. An initial batch of key figures released by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office shows its spending projections are aligning closely with earlier estimates from the White House. In Brunswick, Georgia, Travis McMichael testified under cross-examination that he thought Ahmaud Arbery was acting funny on the day he shot and killed the 25-year-old black man in his neighborhood.
The way that his facial expressions when I first pulled up, you know, the anger and then not speaking.
McMichael says Arbery did not threaten him as he was running away from him in his pickup truck. He also testified he thought Arbery was a burglar. McMichael again stating Arbery forced him to make a split-second life-or-death decision by attacking him and grabbing his shotgun. The defense has rested its case after calling McMichael and six other witnesses. The judge has set closing arguments for Monday. This is AP News. CVS plans to close hundreds of stores.
The giant drugstore chain has not yet said where, but the company says it will reduce store density, closing about 300 stores a year for the next 3 years. That's nearly a tenth of its roughly 10,000 retail locations. CVS Health says it has been evaluating population changes, customer buying patterns, and future health needs to, quote, ensure it has the right kinds of stores in the right locations, unquote. The explosive growth of online shopping and the start of the COVID pandemic has blunted the need for in-person shopping. CVS Health said its stores will be grouped into three models, some as traditional pharmacies, some dedicated to customer primary care, and an enhanced version of hub locations with healthcare workers and community rooms for things like yoga classes. I'm Jennifer King.
Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper wins his second National League Most Valuable Player Award, beating young stars Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals and the San Diego Padres' Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.